Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you today from Washington, D.C. On the broadcast, Kristen McMillan, she's the CEO of the Las Vegas Metro Chamber, plus Mary Beth Seawald of the Nevada Broadcasters Association, and Bob Brown, head of Opportunity Village, on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're in Washington, D.C., and I'm here with Kristen McMillan. She's the CEO of the Las Vegas Metro Chamber, and we're here at the first evening gathering here in Washington, D.C., so you got a lot of people coming. Wanted to ask you about a couple of issues. First of all, one of the biggest issues for the chamber is getting this JOLT bill passed, which is Joe Heck's bill. Would you explain briefly what this is going to do?
Yes, Congressman Heck has reintroduced us in this session of Congress, and it's really very important for international tour and travel and tourism, but also for jobs as well, because what it would do is it would create efficiencies in terms of the visa process.
Right now it takes forever.
Right now the wait times are very long. So with introduced measures like video conferencing, so you can do your visa application via video. So it'll reduce the wait times. And there are some provisions in there on the visa waiver program, too. There's only about, I believe, 38 countries in the world that are part of the visa waiver program. We have our greatest degree of tourism comes from the United Kingdom, from Canada, and from Mexico. And interestingly enough, of those three, the United Kingdom is the only one that's under a visa waiver program today. So it's really important to get some provisions in, especially for a lot of Canadians who come down during wintertime and spend time in some of our more temperate climates here in North America.
And it would be also very good for the Chinese, because that's been one of the problems in getting air services, that we'd be able to get these visas quicker.
Yes.
And they would be able to come and hopefully spend their money.
Absolutely. And we want to encourage international business here. We're trying to increase international travel and tourism, yes. We only have about 16% of that business now. We're really trying to get that boosted up to to around 30%. So it'll help that, but it'll also help those that want to come and do business here in the United States and create opportunities for jobs and commercial transactions.
One of the issues that has been a big deal for Las Vegas is getting bumped off of the funding for Homeland Security.
Yes.
And so is this something that you guys are going to be lobbying on while
Absolutely.
You're here?
And we have written letters and we've been here lobbying on that issue the past couple years we've been there. It's called UASI funding, UASI. And what happens in Las Vegas is, for purposes of funding in past years, all of our hotel casinos have been clumped together in one cluster, actually. Instead of looked at as individual units, you could have an incident in any one of those major properties along the strip, and it would affect our entire industry, our entire core industry. So what we've been doing is we've been talking to our congressional delegation and others about let's press for treating those individual assets as individual assets rather than clustering them together. And of course, our airport, Hoover Dam, Nellis Air Force Base, all of those things are tremendously sensitive assets that we have. If there's a problem anywhere, it's going to affect our entire region.
How much money are we looking for?
We are looking just to increase the fund. Now, the Senator Reid has been very good about pressing for this issue, so there has been some additional funding over the last year, but we are just looking for a more fair share of allocation. Of course, every city across the United States is looking for a piece of that pie as well. We want to increase our share.
Okay. Another issue that's very important is I-11. Are you looking at funding, or what's the particular portion of this? And this is the road going from Phoenix to Las Vegas initially, but coming all the way through Nevada, past Reno, and up to the Canadian border.
It is a funding issue right now. We were able to get that designated in 2012 and designated as an interstate between Phoenix and Las Vegas, the two largest cities of the United States that are not joined together by an interstate highway. So that has been done. And also, Senator Heller in the FAST Act this last session was able to extend I-11 going up into the northern part of the state. It's really, really important that we focus on the leg between Phoenix and Las Vegas at this. We've done our part in that we've started a piece of that funding down in Boulder City, the Boulder City Bypass. Construction started on that last year. But now it's important to build the leg from, that is the very important piece between Phoenix and Las Vegas, because, of course, as you mentioned, that's a critical portion of that Canamex corridor coming from the Gulf of Mexico all the way up to Canada, where you have goods and services that are moving along that route. Obviously, for travel and safety purposes between Phoenix and Las Vegas, that's really, really important too. But the other thing is, we are in that Southwest Triangle where you have Los Angeles to our west, you have Phoenix to our south, and the Gulf of Mexico. If we can secure interstate traffic in those areas, it's really going to increase our opportunities to do warehousing and distribution and trade, and all of those routes going through Las Vegas will put us in that critical point in that Southwest Triangle.
Do you at this point in time have a wish date of when that freeway would be completed between Phoenix and Las Vegas?
You know, they say 20 years, but I mean, I think it's critical to start putting together the financing opportunities right now. And you know, we will be looking at we are meeting with our delegation and also with the Arizona delegation. We have a very important I-11 caucus, it's called, where we work. Our delegation works together with the Arizona delegation to press for funding opportunities. And we also work with the business community in Phoenix and Arizona as well to see what we can do as business leaders.
Okay, well, very good luck with all of this on your trip here.
Thank you.
All the seemingly millions of people that you have with you here.
Yes, we do. We have about 50 people. It's the largest delegation that we've taken to Washington, D.C. so far, and we're really proud of what we've been able to do with this program. We not only meet with our own congressional delegation, but Congressman John Porter is our consultant, and his strategy in guiding us has been to help us develop relationships with those that are actually chairman and in leadership of committees cities that are important to the Southern Nevada business community and the issues that we're involved in. So he's really helped us build those relationships over the years, and we have. I mean, as a result of it, we really have started building, and we're here to nurture them and to continue having dialogue with some of those people.
Well, thank you very much for doing this. We hope to see you in studio next time.
Yes,
okay.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers Congressional Coverage is brought to you by Pro Group Management and the Nevada Trucking Association.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C. We're here with Mary Beth Sewald. She's the president of the Nevada Broadcasters Association. Why is the Nevada Broadcasters here with the Las Vegas Metro Chamber?
Well, Sam, you know, the Nevada Broadcasters Association has really worked hard with the Chamber to build a great, robust new partnership. They're a strategic partner of ours. And, you know, the Nevada Broadcasters Association typically advocates on behalf of all of our radio and TV members across the entire state. But we just felt like this was a superb opportunity for the broadcasters to join forces with the chamber and other business leaders in Nevada and Las Vegas especially, and to come to Washington, D.C. and really advocate on behalf of all Nevadans, especially as it relates to business for Nevada.
One of the things that had been concerning me and a lot of other people was that the FCC wanted to take away the over-air broadcasting ability and use that spectrum auction to be able to provide the wireless companies with as much of the pipeline as they need for all these new devices, but that ended up not being necessary. What happened with the auction?
Well, the auction is still, we're in the throes of the auction right now. As it turns out, there's not quite as much demand by the digital companies wireless for that spectrum. So we are still in the middle of the spectrum auction, but it remains to be seen exactly what the demand will turn out to be. But so far, free over-the-air TV, of course, is still fine, along with cable and satellite, but certainly free over-the-air TV is still protected.
Which is very important for people like me that have that antenna on the side of
That's
the building.
That's right. But at
one point, it seemed like they were going to take that ability away, and it seems like at this point, technologically, they've figured out a way to be able to maintain this.
Well, it really, again, it wasn't that they were, quote, going to quite take it away, so to speak, but it did look as if free over-the-air TV was in jeopardy because demand, it was uncertain. as to the demand that the wireless companies would have for that spectrum. As things are shaking out, things seem to have leveled off a little bit, and technologically or just market demands, I think free over-the-air TV will be just fine.
All right. Let's talk about Homeland Security and what the broadcaster's involvement is with Homeland Security.
Great. The Nevada Broadcasters Association works with Homeland Security, and we have an EAS plan and so forth, but we're working right now.
EAS plan is?
That's right. EAS, Emergency Alert System. Sorry about that. Yes, we also work on Amber Alert. Nevada was the first state to have Amber Alerts. And so we're working on emergency communications with Homeland Security so that we're able to inform our viewers and our listeners in the event of an emergency, such as flooding or earthquakes and so forth.
And that had been put into place at the beginning of the Gibbons administration, but it kind of fallen by the wayside in the last few years.
Yes, and we're working with Homeland to hopefully, in the governor's office eventually, they're looking at revitalizing communications so that the governor would be able to address Nevadans through, hopefully, what I would like to have happen is through the Nevada Broadcasters Association, or to at least help facilitate those communications.
Yeah, the original studio for that is where we actually broadcast Nevada Newsmakers
That's
from
right.
during legislative
That's
sessions.
That's right.
And we're very grateful to the governor for that.
It's in need of a technological upgrade, I think.
Yeah. We're kind of like the military is with the nuclear weapon program, where we have floppy disks. So, yeah, it could use an upgrade. Let's talk about your personal support for the Nevada Military Support Alliance. I mean, that's a huge deal, a huge organization doing wonderful work.
Thank you. I'm very proud of the work done through the Nevada Military Support Alliance. Our friends Perry DiLoretto, Joe Brown, General Ron Bath, Scott Bensing certainly do a lot of work to promote Nevada veterans. Very excited to have been able to facilitate the building of the Fisher House
on
the VA campus.
Explain what that is, just briefly.
The Fisher House, for lack of a better analogy or comparison, is like a Ronald McDonald House for veterans and their families. And in Las Vegas, we have a brand new Fisher House so that veterans and their families are able to get the care that they need at the VA, and their families are able to stay at the Fisher House, and it's a fabulous facility.
Have you met Arnold Fisher?
I did.
He is quite a character,
yes.
Isn't he?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I mean, they put up a fortune, you know, on a personal basis to provide these houses, and they're building them all across the country. I think Nevada is very lucky to have one.
Very lucky. With the military population that we have in Nevada, we at the Nevada Military Support Alliance felt like it would be a very important thing to facilitate and help provide for Nevada's veterans.
And thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Sam.
We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
The real estate market is on fire. If you want top dollar for your home, it's a great time to sell. With Marshall Realty's 90-day guarantee, you'll feel confident in selling your home right now. Call today to find out how you can take advantage of this hot market.
Injured in the Carson City area? Hi, I'm Charlie Kilpatrick.
And I'm Angela Bolentini. You've seen a lot of ads for attorneys lately.
Before you contact a chain law firm, give our office a call. We provide high-quality, local representation.
Take the first step and call today.
TitleMax makes it easy to turn your title into cash. Just go to TitleMax.com. Find out how much you can get.
Using TitleMax.com, I got
$1,400. $3,200.
TitleMax.com got me $9,700.
Best of all, most credit types are approved. Next time you need cash, try TitleMax for rate. Try TitleMax for the amount you need. Find out why so many people are saying,
I got my title back with TitleMax.
Get your title back with TitleMax.
Every day we help people hurt in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need our help?
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Do you want guaranteed results when selling your home? If you do, then you need an agent that will put his own money on the line. Marshall Realty does exactly that with their 90-day guarantee program. Call 787-7400 today to get your home sold guaranteed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue coming to you from Washington, D.C. with one of my favorite people, Bob Brown, former president of the Las Vegas Metro Chamber, head of Opportunity Village. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Great to be here, Sam.
Thank you so much. One of the reasons you're here is you're trying to do something very unique in getting funding for housing for Opportunity Village, which is for people with intellectual disabilities. And tell me about Betty's Village to begin with. What are you planning on?
Well, Betty's Village is a world-class development that will have a live, work, and play component to it for people with intellectual disabilities. And we're really fighting with the federal government, with the Department of HHS, because, you know, their contention is that everybody should live out in the community. And, you know, I've been to a lot of group homes in our community, and they're not great places. And there are some that are, but there are a lot of them that aren't. And one size doesn't fit all. This whole notion that the government wants to dictate, you know, where people live and how they live is an anathema to me. And so we're going to fight this with everything we've got. We'll win. We'll build Betty's Village, and we'll have a beautiful facility there.
How many people will this be able to accommodate?
We're hoping about 122 people with intellectual disabilities. And, you know, there's a tidal wave. We talk about the silver tsunami. But think about all of those seniors and baby boomers and all of those children that they're taking care of with intellectual disabilities, and they're taking care of them in their homes. And those parents are all concerned about what happens when they're not here anymore. And that's what Betty's Village is all about. It's really an answer for our community, and we've got to do everything we can to fight to get it.
That's one of the biggest things I hear in the autism community is from parents saying, you know, we'll take care of our kids, but what happens to these kids when we're gone?
Right.
You know, is this going to be a state-funded issue? Because right. It's going to be in the billions.
Right. And a lot of, you know, a lot of people do estate planning. A lot of people are very responsible about that. I don't want to paint a picture that everybody, you know, needs government money for this. But frankly, a lot of families do. Because, as we all know, in this economy, it's very difficult for a working person to save that kind of money. And it's very expensive to take care of a child for the rest of their life after the parents are gone, and that's what we're seeing. So, you know, we raise at Opportunity Village, we raise 80% of our funds are privately raised. We really only need that 20% operational cost through Medicaid, and that's what we're fighting for.
All right, so part of this deal is that Medicaid doesn't want to fund this before you build the project.
Right.
And doesn't that make it incredibly difficult to get it funded if you don't know that the government is going to come back
sure.
in?
Sure. You can imagine, you know, talking to a board of directors and saying, let's spend $20 million and build this, and then maybe we'll get the operational funding once we build it. I mean, you know, our board is composed of the best and the brightest business people in Las Vegas. They are not going to buy into that. We've got to get some assurance from the government before we get this done. And that's what we're working on. We're working with the state very closely. Governor Sandoval has been very good with us. You know, everybody's trying to pull together and come up with a strategy of what we could do.
I want to change topics on you. Billy Walters has been in the news a lot lately.
Yes.
There's another side to him that I don't think has been discussed very much, and one that he's very involved with Opportunity Village.
Yes,
he is. Would you care to share the picture you know of Billy Walters?
Well, the Billy Walters I know is a gentleman that will walk through our facilities. He knows our kids on a first-name basis. You know, he's just a wonderful, wonderful person, a philanthropist, you know, give you the shirt off his back. And, you know, a lot of media companies have called me about Billy Walters and asked me questions about Billy. And what I tell them is, you've heard one side of the story. You know, there's an indictment, there's some allegations. Let's get it to court and then we'll see what happens. You know, Billy Walters is a very smart man, and I just can't see him doing something like that.
One of my favorite Billy Walters stories is when the feds tried to go after him and they took $2 million out of his safe. In his office, $2 million cash, and a couple of weeks later, they were forced to return it.
Right.
All right, I have to ask you another question, because you're a former publisher of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. What do you think about the whole situation with Sheldon Adelson buying the paper?
Well, you know, look, I mean, people with a lot of money have been buying newspapers for a lot of years. This is nothing new. Sheldon certainly has a right to buy that newspaper. He has a right to run that newspaper, and people have a right to either take that newspaper or not take that newspaper based on the information that's in there. So there's a connection between the community and the paper, and there's got to be a dynamic on both sides of that equation. You've got to have the trust in what you're reading, and you've got to have the community backing and supporting that newspaper. So, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out. Certainly, I have had a lot of friends leave there, and I'm very sad about that because some of them have been great journalists.
The thing that concerns me is the knowledge that those reporters, the institutional knowledge that those reporters had that have now left. How do you resolve that? Because you can't just go out and hire it.
You know, Sam, it's happening everywhere. I think I saw a number that the number of journalists in print journalism was less than 50% what it was even 5 years ago or 7 years ago. Just some recent studies that I was reading, and I can't pull the number off the top, but it's a dramatic loss. And that's happening in every community. And I would just caution everyone, you have to be cognizant of the information that you consume. You have to understand where it's coming from, who's giving you that information, and you have to question why. And we all have to do that in all of our lives. And it's very important for democracy that we're all aware that there are all these information sources out there. But we as consumers have the responsibility to really understand, who's telling you the truth.
Bob Brown, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you so much.
Great seeing you, Sam.
You too. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers Washington, D.C. programs were facilitated by the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce and Porter Group.
Consigned Furniture is celebrating the 4th of July with additional markdowns on every item in the store now through July 4th. Consigned Furniture, easy way to sell, smart way to buy. Sierra Center Parkway next to Target in South Reno.
Whatever your idea of fun, it's always a win-win at Circus Reno. Whether it's stuffed animals in the world-famous Midway or a stuffed belly from one of six great dining options, Circus Reno is fun for all ages. Reserve your table at the Steakhouse at Circus and enjoy a mouth-watering prime rib dinner for just $19. Get lucky with exciting casino promotions like Rock and Roll Riches, where you could instantly win $500,000. It's always a win-win at Circus.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm an absolute dentist.
We are absolute dentists.
Do you?
Do you?
Do you have an absolute dentist?
I am an absolute dentist.
Absolute Dental provides complete dental care at affordable prices for your whole family, including children's dentistry and orthodontics.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm also an absolute dentist.
And I'm an absolute dentist, too.
Do you have an absolute dentist?
Because you should.
Call us today to schedule your appointment at 844-8-SMILE-NOW or visit absolutedental.com.
I first came to Greenhouse Garden Center 40 years ago. Some of these trees weren't much more than twigs then. Growing things is something that never grows old. And you can tell at a glance that these are people who love to grow, who are still enchanted by rich soil and the magic of gardening. This may be one of the most wondrous places around, and they grow many things. But mostly, I think they grow relationships.
Greenhouse Garden Center and Gift Shop in Carson City. Growing things is in our nature.
Consigned Furniture is celebrating the 4th of July with additional markdowns on every item in the store now through July 4th. Consigned Furniture, easy way to sell, smart way to buy. Sierra Center Parkway next to Target in South Reno.
More from Washington, D.C. on our next broadcast. We'll see you then.